AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has applauded the United Nations approval of the Trump administration's blueprint to secure and govern Gaza. Hamas, however, has rejected the plan as a foreign instrument of control. The UN resolution authorizes an international stabilization force to provide security in war-devastated Gaza. It also approves a transitional authority called the Board of Peace to be overseen by President Trump and envisions a possible future path to an independent Palestinian state. The House is heading toward a vote today on a bill that would force the Justice Department to release the case files it's collected on Jeffrey Epstein. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports the Trump administration has a job to fill.
The acting chief of the Federal Emergency Management Agency has left his job. David Richardson had been on the job for only 6 months. In that time, there has been a big reduction in staff, cuts to programs, and changes in policy. He faced criticism for FEMA's handling of the deadly floods in Texas earlier this year. The Department of Homeland Security did not comment on the details of Richardson's departure, but a FEMA employee tells the AP he resigned. Richardson had no previous emergency management experience when he took the job. He replaced Cameron Hamilton, who was fired a day after telling a House committee he did not think FEMA should be eliminated. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In Nigeria, one of 25 schoolgirls abducted from a school dormitory has escaped captivity and returned home, the school principal told the Associated Press today. The girls were abducted when gunmen attacked a high school in northwestern Nigeria before dawn on Monday, taking the 25 girls and killing a staff member at the school. This is AP News. The NIH has cut billions of dollars in research projects under the Trump administration, the AP's Jennifer King reports.
74,000 people enrolled in experiments to test medical treatments have been affected by an estimated $12 billion in funding cuts at the National Institutes of Health. That's according to a new report published Monday in JAMA Internal Medicine. Funding for 383 studies lapsed between the end of February and mid-August, leaving some patients with unmonitored heart devices or no access to medication. Former NIH Director Jeremy Berg says he worries the trial cuts could erode trust between medical institutions and the patients participating in clinical trials. In an email, Andrew Nixon, a spokesperson for Health and Human Services, rejects the portrayal of their grant management process, saying the funding was likely cut because the studies prioritized ideological agendas over scientific rigor and meaningful outcomes. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.